Robinhood's initial public offering was at the lower end of their targeted price at $38 a share, which would bring in a yield of more than $2 billion. It comes after the company controversially temporarily blocked users buying so-called meme stocks, like GameStop, during the height of the investing craze driven by social media earlier this year. Financial regulators are investigating trading by Robinhood employees in the lead-up to that stoppage. They're also looking into the fact CEO Vlad Tenev is not licensed by the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. The IPO is also being done differently to others, as Robinhood sold many of the shares to individual investors on its app before the start of trading. Sarah Walton, New York.